వేరే వేరే ఆనర్స్ బాబా స్వామి మహారాజ్ వెరీ మచ్ ఫర్ కమింగ్ అండ్ డూయింగ్ దిస్ ఇనిషియేషన్ వెరీ గుడ్ నౌ దిస్ విల్ స్టార్ట్ విత్ ఆచమన్ అండ్ ఫస్ట్ వీ డూ ద ఆచమన్ అండ్ దెన్ ప్రొవిజన్ కన్వర్సేషన్ విల్ బీట్స్ హరి ఓం సహనా భవతు సహనా భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై ఓం శాంతి 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 ఓం అపవిత్రా పవిత్రోవ సర్వావస్థానతోపివ యస్మరే పుండరీకాక్షం సా బాహ్య అభ్యంతర శుచిః శ్రీ విష్ణు శ్రీ విష్ణు శ్రీ విష్ణు
ఓం కేశవాయ నమః ఓం నారాయణాయ నమః
ఓం
మాధవాయ నమః Okay. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshavritesu Sarabhira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrahma Segamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Vedum Kanvantam Aravinda Dalayataksham Barhavatam Tamasitam Buddhasundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Aloda Chandrakada Sadvana Malya Vangshi Ratnanga Dampranaya Kenikala Vilasam Shamam Tribanga Laditam Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti Pashanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sarujvala Vigrahasya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Puranam Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo Vayoratapi manasomuni pungavanam. Sopyasti adprapadasinya vachincha tatve. Govindamani purusham tamaham bhajami. Ekopya saurachayatam jagadanda kotim. Yachchaktirasti jagadanda chayaya dantaha. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yadbhava bhava tadiyomana jasta taiva. Samprabhya ropa mahimasha nayana boshaha. Suktairyameva nigama pratataistavanti. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Ananda chinmaya rasapati bhavitabis. Tavirya eva nijarupataya kalabhihi. Goloka eva nivisadya kilan mabhoto. Govindamani purusham tamaham bhajami. Premanjana charita bhakti virochanena. Santaksadaiva hridrayesha vilokayanti. Yam shama sundaram achincha ganasarupam. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Ramadi murtusha kalani amena tishtan. Nana avatara makarobu vaneshu kinto. Krishna swayam samabhavak paramak pamanyo. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Gautishvashesha vasutadi vibhoti vinnam. Tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhotam. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Maya hi yasha jagadanda shatani sute. Traigunya tadvishaya veda vitayamana. Sattvavalambi parasattvam ishudasattvam. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Ananda chinmaya rasamatayamanakso. Yat praninam paliparam smarutamupetya. Vilayatenu bhuvanani jagatya jasram. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Goloka namni nijadamni talecha tasya. Devi mahesha haridama suteshu tesho. Te te prabhava nichayavihitascha yena. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Shristi sati pralaya sadhana shaktireka. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. Ichchanurupam apiyasya chatesta tesa. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Kshiram chatadati vikara vishesha yogat. Sanjayate nahitatak pritagasti hetoho. Yakshambutam apitata samupaiti karyad. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Dīpārśya eva hiddhaśyam taram abhyupetya. Dīpāyateva vritahetu samāna dharma. Yastādrik eva hichavishnu tayavivāti. Govindamādi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yatkāra nārnava jaleva jatisma yoga. Nidrāmananta jagadanda saroma kopaha. Adara shaktim avalamya paramsa murtim. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yasyaika nishvasita kala matavalambhya. Jivanti loma vidajata gadandanataha. Vishnur mahansi hayasya kalavishesho. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Vaspanya tankshma sakalesho najesha tejaha. Sriyam kiyad prakariyad tadvitad vadatra. Brahmaya esha jagadanda vidana karta. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yatkada pallava yugam vidhaya kumbha. Dvandve pranama samane sakanadi rajaha. Vighan vihantam anam asya jagatrayasya. Govindamani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Agnir Mahi Gagadram Ambu Murudishasha Kalas Tatma Manasita Jagatkayani Yasmad Bhavanti Vibhavanti Vishanti Yancha Govindamani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yachchakya Isha Savita Sakalagrahanam Rajasamasta Suramurtirashesha Tejaha Yasyagya Yabramiti Samrita Kana Chakra Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Dharmota Papa Nichaya Shrutayasta Pansi Brahmadi Kita Patagava Dayasta Jivaha Yadatrama Prakata Prabhava Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yastvindra Popam Atavindra Mahosukarma Bhandanurupa Palabhajan Atanoti Karmani Nirdahita Kintu Chabhakti Bhajam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yam Krodha Kama Sahaja Pranayadi Viti Vatsalya Moha Gura Gaurava Sevya Bhavai Santintya Tasya Sajashim Tanam Aparete Govindamani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kapa Tarava Dhrama Bhumish Chintamani Ganamayitayam Amritam Kataganam Natyam Ganamam Api Vangshi Priyasaki Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapi Tadasvadyam Api Cha Sayatrakshirabhi Sravati Sarabhi Vyasya Sumahan Nimeshadyakyo Vavrachati Nahi Yatrapi Samaya Vajeshweta Dvipam Tamaha Yagolokamityam Vidantaste Santashati Virala Charakati Paye Ishara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Auspicious mantras. Transcendentally auspicious mantras for creating transcendental auspiciousness. Part of the tradition of a function like this, and suitable for us is to chant the stotras of Lord Brahma, the original preceptor of our sampradaya, which he composed upon the mature meditation upon his mantra, which is going to be part of this ceremony, the passing through the cyclic succession of two mantras, the same two mantras that Brahma meditated upon for a long time. And in Bhakti Siddhanta's language, became well acquainted with the ocean of truth. And these prayers represent some waves in that ocean of truth. Truths about everything and its relation with Govinda, the source of everything, and including ourselves, because we're part of that which is everything, we're part of Govinda, and have an eternal relation with him. So the Diksha process is marking part of the soul's journey to that original home, being with Krishna. It took a long time to get from New Vrindavan to Farmington Hills. But it's taken a longer time to get to Farmington Hills than 9 hours or to get to this stage. Brahmanda mamite kona bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasadi by bhakti lata bija. One of the images in the Art of Meditation seminar that I like is an image of a microscopic picture of embroidery. And then the macroscopic picture of embroidery. And the microscopic picture of embroidery looks chaotic. That's like, there's no sense to this. And then you go out of the microscopic into the macroscopic, and it's very beautiful. There's a whole colorful pattern, design, intelligence, beauty. So similarly, in the journey of the soul to return home, there's all kinds of things that happen that we don't understand the big plan. And we want to understand the big plan. It's good to want to understand the big plan. But who has the capacity to understand the big plan except the big planner? And when the tapestry is done, you know, it's beautiful. Although on the journey to get to where it's done, it's sometimes chaotic and doesn't make any sense and so forth. So Gayatri mantra, this diksha, is it follows the Harinam diksha in our practice given by our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. Just a little appreciation. Rupa Goswami teaches there's a difference between principle and detail. And the Acharya, in our case, our founder Acharya, he adjusted some things that are detail without compromising principle. And he very strictly, very meticulously, very principle-based, followed Bhaktisiddhanta, his acharya, and yet externally it appeared that Srila Prabhupada did things in a manner that was different than his spiritual master. For example, this one, ladies receiving Gayatri mantra and worshipping deities on the altar. Ooh. The smarta Brahmins didn't like even Western people, what to speak of ladies receiving Gayatri mantra and worshipping the deity and doing Vedic yajnas, and although there's scriptural authority for it, they had a different idea. And somehow they overlooked the scriptural authority for it and conducted themselves and spoke very strongly about their idea. Similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta was a strict follower of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When it comes time for the vows, the curtains are going to open, right? Okay. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Do your service. Sure. Go right ahead. Do your service. But we'll ask you to open it later. This is something I learned from Gopi Puranadana Prabhu that I didn't understand before I heard it from Gopi Puranadana Prabhu, which is that different than Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta very creatively without compromising principle, established a practice that became standard in Gaudiya Math, which is now standard in ISKCON, which we didn't know wasn't standard before Bhaktisiddhanta did it. But it goes like this. There's a Panchadratrika system whereby, according to the Panchadratrika system, one may receive diksha, just like the mantra that was chanted previously. Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam gatopiva. Whether purified or unpurified, yasmaret pundarikaksham, by remembering the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord, one is carried beyond the temporary into the transcendental realm. Just by that act, and the act of remembrance is awakened by the act of chanting. And therefore, the mantra, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, and of all Vishnu names, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is superlative, according to it. So, initiation into the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra, which is a Panchadratrika authorized procedure, which we know in ISKCON is first initiation. But what I learned from Gopi Pranadana Prabhu was this was an innovation of Bhaktisiddhanta, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't have such first initiation or Harinam Diksha. There was no such thing. At least that's my understanding. And one of the evidences of that had to do with a very interesting incident, one of the protection incidents in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life. When he was magistrate in Puri, he went to a place where Ramananda Roy would also go and recite scripture. And so Jagannath Ballabh Gardens, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would recite from Srimad Bhagavatam, and because he was such a prominent Vaishnav, many persons would come, and there was Babaji. I can't remember for sure his name, Rakhanath Das Babaji or something like that. Ramananda Babaji, something like that. And he was very strict, and he started speaking badly about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that you shouldn't go and hear from him. And, you know, so people, you know, when you say something bad about somebody, guess what? It goes to the somebody you said something bad about. It's just how the world works. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to know this was being said about him, but he continued because he was doing service to Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And the Babaji contracted a very severe illness. He beat deep fever. He was about to die. In his dream, Lord Jagannath came and said, "Shame on you. You've spoken badly about a dear devotee and great Vaishnav. Even in your feverish condition, go and fall at his feet and beg forgiveness, and then you'll be all right." So he dragged himself to Bhaktivinoda and told him of the dream and said, "I didn't understand how dear you were to Lord Jagannath. I didn't understand your greatness, and so I spoke the way that I spoke. And I spoke the way that I spoke because you weren't wearing tilak and you weren't wearing neck beads. And how can you, without having those external forms, speak the Bhagavatam? So here's an unqualified person speaking the Bhagavatam. So I oppose your doing that." And Bhaktivinoda Thakur replied that, "I haven't found my spiritual master yet. I have not yet received diksha. And therefore, I don't yet have tilak and neck beads, but I have full faith in Krishna. And I'm speaking as I've heard from previous acharyas, which was what he was doing. So Bhaktivinoda not only gave forgiveness for the offense against such an exalted devotee, speaking unknowingly, good intention, but you don't do that kind of behavior. He knew some medicine and treated the Babaji, and he became cured, and they became best of friends. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written an essay, most likely in Bengali, translated into English, called Pancha Sangskar, in which he gives some details about this little ceremony we're doing right now, this Brahminical initiation, because at that time it wasn't Brahminical initiation or second initiation. It was initiation, Diksha. And the five that he details, the Pancha, the five elements, include receiving neck beads, which is my understanding of why even at second initiation one receives new neck beads, because it's part of the procedure. And tilak, which Prabhupada's very kindly made the adjustment that even people not initiated wear tilak, but when initiation, then there's tilak, and that's two of the five. And then a name, that happens at first initiation, that was bifurcated by Bhakti Siddhanta with first initiation. A name is given. A deity, traditionally, would be given. The young Brahmin boy, when receiving Gayatri Mantra, would commonly receive a Shalagram Shila from his guru. And the procedures, because the mantras received are the means for entering into the worship of the deity, or say it reverse. Without the worship of the approaching the deity through mantra, it's incomplete, or you can say it's practice, but it's incomplete. So therefore, our ISKCON standard is deities on the altar are to be worshipped only by twice initiated brahmanas, and similarly kitchen activity for, because it's an extension of the altar. So that's four, and the number five, traditionally, in the Pancha Sangskara, is tapa. And in this essay, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that in the Sri Sampradaya, the male recipients of Gayatri would receive a hot brand on their shoulder, burning the symbols of Vishnu on their shoulder. And that's there for their life. They don't have the tilak on their shoulder because they've got that mark. And he writes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very merciful. He didn't require that. Rather, for the Vaishnava, the tapa for the Vaishnava, the Gaudiya Vaishnava, is regret, which means I wasted so much time. And not only in this lifetime, who knows, that journey to get to this place, not only the 9-hour drive, but the journey to get to this place. So much time. And then the mission is to complete the journey. So this isn't the completion of the journey, this is a step or a train stop on the path to the where the train is meant to take us, or the process is meant to take us. And the process is meant for persons who Shreya Uttama, Jigyasu Shreya Uttama, one of the mantras that Prabhupada would refer to invariably in relation to initiation, at the time of initiation. Jigyasu Shreya Uttama. That is, when one is inquisitive to know the uttama, uttama. Tama means darkness, and uttama is beyond darkness, or the shreya uttama, the long-term benefit, the ultimate benefit, the destination of the soul, jigyasu shrey uttama, when one has that inquisitive spirit, that person, it's mandatory, it's imperative, not optional, that person requires a spiritual master. And conversely, those that don't have that inquisitiveness or that jigyasu shrey uttama, they don't require a spiritual master, and or the spiritual master should examine to see if the disciple really has that interest, and, you know, then instructions are given and other assistance is given to complete the journey, and then the completion of the journey is more journey. It's more of the same, of the application of sound and messages, instructions, and so forth. And the intention, this is another little understanding that I like a lot. It's an understanding from Jiva Goswami, that the essence of bhakti is the intention to please Krishna, or say it, same thing in different language. The intention of the soul is to please Krishna. Within the soul of every living entity is that intention covered. And spiritual life, transcendental life, uttama life, is to remove the covering and awaken that which is already there. The intention to please Krishna and refine it and refine it and refine it, just like a diamond or some gem or something that's very, very valuable till it sparkles. And we don't become complacent after diksha, we continue because the journey isn't over yet. It's a stop on the way to the completion of the journey. The mantra, as Brahma received mantra from the prototype Saraswati and from Krishna, the two mantras. So in disciplic succession, there's the receiving of the mantra, and then there's the further purification from the chanting of the mantra and the other activities that accompany the chanting of the mantra, particularly worship of the deity, another one of the five primary activities that very powerful. So my understanding is you wish to worship the deity, and Radha Vrindavan Chanda are very affectionate, and they'll, I'm sure, happily receive you and your worship and whatever are the other deities that accompany them, and deities in your home as well. It's a method, chanting of Gayatri Mantra and worship, approaching the deity through the mantra is the means. One of our scholarly devotees in ISKCON, Banu Swami, has done a lot of research, because it's a really hot topic in ISKCON, especially in South India, about, you know, the function of diksha. And the function of diksha traditionally is just Gayatri Mantra. So the function of diksha is for worship of the deity. Now, it's not only for worship of the deity. It's to assist one to go to meet the ultimate conclusion. It's part of the Panchatantrika system. It's part of the Vedic. So the first initiation is part of the Panchatantrika system, and the second initiation is part of the Vaidika system. But to qualify one for the Vaidika system, one needs the purification of the Panchatantrika system. That was the teaching, and that was the practice that Bhaktisiddhanta established, that Srila Prabhupada continued, and we're also doing today. One has to be qualified and continue to be further qualified, further purified by that process, mantra chanting, deity worship, and setting the standard for society, not only the Hare Krishna devotee community, but, you know, the outside community, those who are not sadhakas, to be emblems of what Vaishnava is. That's a nice service. And to not do that, one could say it's a disservice, or it falls short of what the service opportunity is. So our founder Acharya was very merciful. He gave initiation carefully, but first initiation liberally. I'll tell one story and then I'm going to end speaking. The importance that Prabhupada placed on second initiation. It's a little Prabhupada story. So in 1972, I think it was, the summer of 1972 or 73, Srila Prabhupada was visiting in New York, and he wasn't visiting so many places in America, so many devotees came from different places in America to be with Prabhupada and have their local devotees initiated. So during that particular year, there were batches of 10, and Prabhupada sat on the Vyasasan, and on the microphone stand were the strings of the beads, and right in front of everybody he would take the beads off the microphone stand, chant on the beads in much less time than I chant my japa, and then put them back on and then chant on all the beads and then give the names. And then there was a day that it was second initiations. So Gunagrahi Maharaj told me this because we went to college together. It was one of the many people that came from the same university that I did. And so he, at that time, was president in the San Diego Temple. And it's a longer version, but three times Prabhupada called him to his room. And he was thinking, wow, Prabhupada's calling me to his room. And it was the same question all three times. Are these candidates for second initiation qualified? Are you sure? And each time he went back and checked with the other Prabhus from San Diego, and he was sure, and he was sure, and he was sure. So they all received second initiation. But he understood from that that Prabhupada wanted the persons recommending to be really sure. And he gave his answers, and then he told me that, you know, after some years, there was something like 8 of them, and only one of them was still practicing Krishna consciousness after some years. Even after three times Prabhupada examining, are you sure? So initiation is not an event. It's sometimes devotees become, you know, really excited and preparing themselves for the event. And when the event is over, the submission slackens and you know what happens. The external energy starts to creep in or quickly moves in, and the spiritual vitality fades, and misfortune resumes. The external energy rules. So our function is to take shelter of the internal energy, and that's an act of submission and mercy both, and it needs to continue for the purpose that it originally started, which is Jigyasu Shreya Uttama, wanting to the utmost benefit. So those that have come for this little ceremony, you give your blessings to her. Now, what are we going to do about the curtain being closed? I mean, there's no vows or anything here, but when is that over?
12:25 and 6.
6 minutes. Okay, we'll proceed. There's no vows before the deity because there's no vows. Okay, we'll proceed. Huh?
You want to ask her to reconfirm the rules that she has taken to you?
I'm not experienced at doing that. Is that something you're accustomed to? Reaffirming vows?
I have seen it.
You have seen it. Is it common?
I have seen it. For the occasions with different...
I've never seen it. Radhanath Maharaj does that?
Yes.
Reaffirm the first initiation vows. But we're going to have to open the curtain. Okay, you proceed. That's an interesting procedure.
Wonderful.